Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
And I came back to the conclusion is it's still a freaking disaster, yeah. Man. It's one of those things where you're like, what's next? You know, because I see, and I'm not shocked by the get rid of everybody, blow everything up, and start over from the studs. Mm-hmm. Okay, can people who say that deal with that? Can you deal with being the Jets right now? Can you deal with being the
well?
Hold on.
You are the Jets right now.
But I'm saying no. It's going to get worse. Mm-hmm. If you're talking about moving everybody and blowing up everything, you are
right.
Going to be worse than the
But
Jets.
You know what I mean, though. No. Like, I think we sort of view ourselves as not them.
The Jets are watch the Jets play.
Okay, yeah, sure.
Okay,
sure.
The Falcons at least look like they're comparable at stuff.
Right.
You know what I mean? The Jets look like, what the hell is going on?
Understood, but like at the same time, they're 2-8, we're 3-7.
I understand that.
Right.
Again, we're cool on that part, but it's different. It is different down there. Okay. Like they're getting rid of their best players and mm-hmm. all those different things
sure.
like that.
Right, right, right.
You see that?
They're in the process of accepting.
Yeah, accepting.
We're still not trying to accept.
Yes.
Got it.
All right. And the one thing about this whole experiment, when people say that, it don't work. It don't. It does, and I'm not gonna say it don't work. It a lot of times it doesn't work. Very rarely do you have a Detroit Lions situation, because right. it was horrible when Dan got there, and now you see where they are. Mm-hmm. And I always ask the question, are you willing to wait? Like, when you talk about get rid of people, like, you still have a lot of good young players that are mm-hmm. still on their rookie deal. Right. So you're not moving those dudes. I know that when you look at where they are, who is going to be their quarterback in the future? Don't know. And so they're in this pickle right now where it's like, do you all the way rebuild? Can you call it a rebuild if you keep – well, you're going to keep a lot of young players anyway because, again –
Right, they're under contract.
They're under contract.
They're going to be here.
But who do you move? You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Like, on this Falcons team, yeah. who do you move where you think you're going to get some extra value for?
Yeah.
Maybe Chris Lindstrom?
I don't know. Yeah, right. But that's unfortunately –
Yeah, like, maybe him?
The fact that this is kind of even the conversation yeah. at all is, to me, proof that you kind of are there. Right?
Yeah. Like, but that's what I'm
saying.
Don't, like,
you don't talk about it unless you're thinking about it for good reason.
Yeah. Right? And I'm not saying that the Falcons, that's what they're thinking right now. You know, they're thinking about hell.
No, they're not. They're thinking about beating the Saints.
Let's go win a damn game, right. you know, with the Saints. But I'm at that point, like, I don't know if they can. Like, they are. It's not even the fact is that they're how bad their record. They just don't win games. Mm-hmm. And I've never seen anything like this. You know, just a team, a constant theme with an organization is this.
Right. Exactly. And that's why counter argument is, well, look, like, you could tear it down to the studs. You did that 5 years ago. And you did it 5 years ago because of the fact that you were here, right? Like,
right.
this is why I say this is the worst it's been since the 0-5 Dan Quinn. The rest of that year was just whatever. Like, it played out, and, you know, then you got a new general manager and you got a new head coach and you tried to rebuild back up. And unfortunately, you're right back in that same spot.
But
right?
is there like, somebody out here who can get that stench off?
Exactly. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Is you hit the reset button 5 years ago and seemingly got it wrong with everybody that you replaced, right?
Yeah.
So now you have to try to do that again.
Right.
And it's going to be the same people picking the
replacements. Yeah, exactly. It's going to be the same. That's what I'm saying. Like, so, that's what, when I saw this yesterday, like, Terry didn't pick Raheem.
Right.
Terry had no, I don't think Terry had a say in who the next head coach was.
I don't think so either.
Just
I think
like,
that's why when they fired the last one, he wasn't at the
just
press
like
conference.
They didn't have a say in if Arthur Smith was going to be the head coach.
Right. I think those are separate entities that are asked to work in unison.
And that's why I don't get, like, like, why, if you're going to hire a person to run your team, get the players, get the buy the groceries or whatever,
sure.
Why can't you let them hire find the cook? I'm not saying that they need to let Terry find no – I'm just asking these questions. I'm like, this is two head coaches they're about to get rid of, and the guy who's in charge of your personnel ain't had a say in either one of them. Mm-hmm. Like, this is dysfunctional to me.
Right. I also think if we're taking it a step further than this and saying, like, okay – because we were talking about some of the college coaching searches before the show, and we'll get back into that later with James Franklin going to Virginia Tech and all that. Like, when we look at LSU right now, we ask, are they, like, the dysfunction that they're causing, are they costing themselves a potential top-tier coach?
Yes.
Like, when we get back into the marketplace and the best personnel people or potential general managers or coaches or whatever are looking at this job, are they looking at it, well, I can't really go there and do what I want.
Right.
I got to go there and kind of be able to do some of what I want, but they've got a specific thing that they're looking for, and I got to answer to this guy, and I got to meet with this guy on Mondays, and I got to do this and that. Like, is the structure of the way things work here costing you the best of the best?
I think it is.
Because I think it probably is.
I think it is.
Yeah, I think it probably is.
Yeah, and so,
which then means you have got to take it a step further because, okay, you tried the coach a bunch of times. This will be the, if they get rid of Raheem Morris, this will be the fourth coach we've covered, right? If they get rid of Terry Fontenot, it'll be the third general manager we've covered. We've been doing the show for a while, but not that long. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of teams that have had one coach and one general manager in that period of time. So do you go a step higher? I mean, there's presidents of football, there's CEOs, there's things like that.
Yes.
I mean, but we also understand that's probably not going to change.
And that's the part about it is like when you're at this point where you're talking about, because I do believe wholeheartedly Arthur Blank wants to win. I don't think anybody gets his business. Not, I mean, I just want to make a lot of money and all those things. But sometimes, you know, the loyalty, because it goes back to you know, the Falcon for Life thing, you know, and again, I got no problem with being loyal to people. I really, really don't.
No, I love it.
I love it.
In
but,
life.
But in business.
Exactly.
Like, it's not working anymore. Mm-hmm. And that goes back to, like, I know Mr. Blank got contacts on top of that. He has what people in the league look at as a football guy, as his right-hand man. Rich McKay is one of the most well-respected people in the business. Period.
Yes.
Period. And so when you have that.
Outside of the fan base of the team that he runs.
Yes, yes.
Right.
But I'm talking about leaks.
Sure, right.
Yes. Yeah. Other
front office people.
They view him as that way. And rightfully so, he deserves that. He's been in the business, very smart man. But who is here to take that? Who? Because they keep telling you he's on the business side. He's getting the stadium, all that stuff done.
Yeah.
And obviously that's not true. Now, where do you go if you're trying to restart this organization? You got to find somebody else. You got to go a different path from the hiring. One thing about billionaires is hard to change.
Mm-hmm.
They're billionaires for a damn reason. You know, and Arthur Blank, very smart man. We understand that. But how do you get more football guys, a different football guy, a different football view? Because not everybody views the game the same way.
Well, because that would be my pushback slightly. Like, you're right about the way Rich McKay's legacy is viewed.
Yes.
But I also think, like, eras shift and times change.
I agree.
And maybe he was a brilliant football mind in the 90s and early 2000s. And maybe the game has changed.
I would say this. He's still a brilliant football mind, but he hasn't adapted. I don't like that it was.
Okay.
No, he's still, you know.
Maybe he's not fit for this era.
And that could be it.
Or maybe, I don't know, this is going to not be what people want to hear.
What?
Maybe he's genuinely not involved enough.
And that, like, could be it.
Maybe
he's not involved.
And I mean, no one wants to hear that. We're just spitballing.
Yeah.
But, like, maybe he actually is over there and he's sort of allowed all this stuff to take place.
Then
who
would be next in line?
To do what?
To do the hiring and all that other stuff.
Well, the guy's name is Greg Beatles, who's actually the president of the Falcons at this point.
Who is the – okay.
So. But, I we always kind of stop here with this conversation because we don't actually know the inner workings of the upper ends of the front office.
Yes.
But the problem is we keep coming back here.
Yes.
Like this is what the conversation leads back to every year or every couple of years when you have to hire and fire and start over and all of this stuff. And my thought is pretty simple, and it's not a personal comment on any of these people. I don't know really what their duties are or what they do, but what I do know is that they've been in charge of a corporation that has failed for a while now.
Yes.
And, you know, when the CEO of Boeing is putting planes out that are crashing, they fire him and they replace everybody.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, essentially, you're just saying, okay, whatever it is that we're doing wrong, we've tried it at this level to fix it, and it hasn't worked at the player level. We've tried to fix it at the coaching level. That hasn't been enough. We've tried the general manager. That hasn't been enough. Like, if I'm running a thing, like, we got a fresh start from the whole thing.
Yeah.
But that's really hard,
that
too.
It's hard.
Then you have to go out. Now you're not just looking for the hot coordinator to be your head coach or the hot shot front office salary cap guru or whatever Terry Fontenot was, the player personnel guy that everybody loves.
Right.
Now you're looking for a guy who's got a 30-year resume in football that can come in and build an organization.
Yes.
And those guys don't grow on trees.
Bill Parcells ain't out there. Yeah. Those guys like
that's
that.
The thing.
Then they're not.
Those guys are hard
to find. That's what I'm saying. So where do you – like
– I don't.
Because you're – I mean, that is a big problem. That's, in my opinion, one of the biggest problem. But then you – what do you need in this league to win? You got to have a quarterback to win.
Right.
And now you don't know what's going on with that position. And everything that this year has been, or this new regime, the new head coach and everything has been here, it's been from the coordinators to the debacle at quarterback to everything. I'm not upset about the draft pick thing like a lot of other people are, because you did get James Pearson. He looked like he's going to be a dude.
Yeah, he looks
like he's going to be a dude.
He's awesome.
Yeah, he looks like he's going to be a
dude. But the hard part, though, is just in the immediate.
If
we're trying to reset the thing, you don't even have a first round
pick. Then you look at it, well, he can be for. He's a first round
pick.
That's
right. And also, if you're really going to blow it up,
you
can move guys and you'll get first round picks. I mean,
who's
the Jets
here?
Just got a bunch of first round picks. You know what I mean? Like,
they gave away an all-pro player.
Falcons have some all-pro players.
They're going to get you a first-round pick?
I don't know. Again, I never know who's getting what. I wouldn't have thought Sauce Gardner would get you two first-round picks.
That is true.
But A.J. Terrell's pretty good.
Would he get you first?
I don't know. But I don't want to trade these guys either.
Me neither.
Like, I that's my problem, too, is coming back from the whole beginning of the season. We weren't lying to you when we said there was talented players on the roster. Now, I didn't know how the quarterback thing was going to play out, understandably, and it's gone worse than you would have thought. Now he's out for maybe the rest of the year. There are talented players on the roster, but there's talented players on every roster. Even the worst teams in the NFL have talented players. It's the damn NFL.
Yeah.
You just have to find a way to use them correctly and win games. Ugh. Yuck. All right. We'll come back and tell you what's trending to kick the show off. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know, obviously, a tough loss yesterday. Obviously, the big injury news that's come out today. You know, Mike will go to IR. Don't have any further information on some of those type of things, but just putting out that he'll go to IR, so that'll be at least a four-week deal. If anything comes, you know, obviously got some second opinions. There'll be a bunch of different things that has to go on over the next couple of course of the days and figure out what else that is.
Yeah, so, you know, what happened Sunday happened, and then it got worse with all the injury data about coming out of the game. That's Raheem Morris talking about Michael Penix going on IR. There's plenty of speculation about how much longer it could be than that. Second opinion outside the building, hopefully trying to reduce the timeline, I would assume. The thing about it, like a lot of times this year, it's sort of like, all right, when are we going to know? They've done a pretty effective job of delaying telling people about injuries.
Right.
Really long time.
Right.
I don't think it'll be like that with this one, because if Penix's injury is worse than that, he's going to have to get surgery.
Yep.
And as soon as that happens, everyone will know.
Yeah. So. Yeah. I mean, it's we talk about, you always want to get your second opinion and all those different things. But a lot of times, well, not a lot. Yeah, a lot of times it's the rare times the second opinion says it's not as bad. Very rarely does that happen. But yeah, I mean, right now Kirk Cousins, you got one of the funniest Kirk Cousins moments was when he was telling Mike the job because he played. I played West Side job. Him and Mike were going at it. Looked like they were playing, but they weren't. So yeah, can he do it again? Yeah, it's just, what a damn joke! What a damn joke!
That sucks, man. All right, we'll get back to that eventually. Let's talk about fun football. Here's Kirby's quarterback throwing it to eight different guys.
I've been doing that for years. I mean, every time I come in here, they're like, "Oh, he covered 9, 10, 12, 8. Like, I don't look at game planning about, you know, one wide out or a bunch of wide outs.
Wide outs.
I think that's
wide.
Just you take what gives you. You know, we haven't had a super dominant wide out, so we spread the ball around and get a lot of touches for a lot of people.
Give them a damn chance. God, I still hate the fact they play these damn people.
Oh
yeah, dude.
He's throwing to too many people.
Oh, find you a damn guy.
Well, I think I would be, you know, a lot of the conversation with Colby Young going down was who steps up and what's Noah Thomas doing? He was a high, big time transfer.
Yep.
Stepped up.
Yes, he's played well.
Stepped up.
He's played
really, pretty damn good.
He's played pretty damn good,
Texas.
Man.
I also think, like, for sure, take what the defense gives you. We understand that. Like, a lot of those were the first option that were just schemed brilliantly.
Yes.
Like, Mike Bobo has been in his bag for, like, the last month and a half. And I know some of the conversation has followed. But, I mean, they're different guys on different plays, whether it's matchup or whatever. And they're like, we're throwing it to him on this play. And then it works.
It does a great job of personnel groupings. Formations, all kind of different things, man. Bo has been doing such a great job with that. And I think a lot of that helps that, you know, the personal relationship that he has with Gunner. He's been knowing Gunner a long time. Like he had Gunner going to South Carolina.
Yeah, he was going to go to South Carolina to play for him.
Yeah, and so he knows it. And I think more than anything, the confidence that Gunner's playing with now also helps. And
there's just something to that, man.
It is.
I know that. There's obviously the flip side of the transfer quarterback who can come in and win and all that, but there's always something to that personal relationship.
Yeah, and it ain't no lie. Georgia was in the portal looking for a quarterback.
Oh, sure. Yeah. They were hot after Fernando Mendez.
Yeah, and so.
Which, had they gotten him, that probably would have worked out too.
Yeah, but yeah, I mean, it's good to just see this young man just go out and play the way he's played and for them to continue to get better. It does help when you got those five guys up front that are healthy. And Ernest Green, those guys are playing because they are somebody. I mean, the young boys are going to be great, but there's nothing like having those veterans because Ernest Green's played a lot of ball here at Georgia. And so to have those guys back, also being able to run the football again, It's helped this offense out extremely, you know, and so you just hope that this continues to go. You got a matchup this weekend. My favorite my phrase is don't get hurt. Don't go out there and mess around, get hurt against Charlotte, because you know what you got the following week. You got a team that has a mindset like you. Until the last second on the clock, we're going to bring it and we're going to fight. And so it should be a great week. Hopefully, you know, you find a way to get as whole as you can for the Georgia Tech game, because they're still playing for a lot this weekend. Yeah. They got Pitt coming into town, which is going to be a big-time game for them. But the way Kirby is, he woke up Saturday morning and he chose violence. And all of them did too. And I would love to have heard that pregame speech.
Kind of thought we were going to yesterday,
right,
when they released that video.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
they didn't have any Kirby in there.
Yeah.
They had Schumann. Schumann was doing a pregame.
I like
thing.
What Schumann's
it
there.
Was great. Yeah. It was great. But I was thinking maybe they're saving it for later.
Yeah,
because they got the Kirby audio somewhere.
Yeah, it's somewhere.
It's somewhere.
It's somewhere. But the funniest thing I saw yesterday was, you remember, I forgot who Texas beat, and it was like in the quad where all the students were, and by the big fountain they were highlighting, "We want Georgia," and then they got us.
Yeah,
three straight times.
Three in a row.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Careful what you wish for.
Careful what you wish for.
Yeah,
it's makes a little bit of a
careful what you wish for.
Different ballgame.
Yeah.
Coaching carousel has landed one in one spot. Virginia Tech got their man. James Franklin is going to be the head coach there. I love it for both parties. I think he's a really good coach.
I do too.
I think there's a lot of proof that he's a good coach.
He's won everywhere he's went.
He's won everywhere he's been. He's also coached in that region before.
Yes.
Not that that matters as much now, but it still does matter. Like, you want to keep the guys in state and in the region and all that. You got to do well in Washington, D.C. and the surrounding area to win at Virginia Tech, and he's recruited there before. Also, just something about, like, because he very easily could have just gone away for a little while, collected checks, and hung out. But, like, he's mad. Like, he's motivated by the way that it ended
at
Penn State.
No doubt. No doubt.
Like, he feels like he should have kept that job and he was going to get it right.
I think he should have too.
And there's something about that, like, that competitive arrogance of, like, you know what? Here's $40 million back.
Yeah.
I'd like to go coach here because I think I can win now.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like it. I really like that.
I mean, I respect it. Ain't no one in hell. Enter the Sandman is not going to take $40 million out of my pocket. Blacksburg, all that other stuff. Give me my 40, and then I'll decide. Because he's a young man. He could have came back when he wanted to. Let me get that 40 up off you.
But he's like, I have to coach.
I got it.
I can't wait.
I got it.
I got to get all these. I'm taking all these guys with me.
Let me get that 40.
There's a lot of decommits. They're going to give him 80.
But I'm just talking. But that ain't making up the 40.
Right. I understand what you're saying.
Yeah,
but he also wasn't going to get that 80 from Virginia Tech yet. Like,
but I think there's no potential for double dipping. The thing with him is this, and the job that he has right now, we talked about it yesterday, and Mike could be here in a minute. But I'm like, okay, it took for y'all to be as bad as y'all were to decide you want to start spending money. Like, I mean, I guess, whatever. But I think it was a good hire for Virginia Tech. James Franklin, I still believe he should be the head coach of Penn State. But at the same time, this man is a very good football coach. You said it. He's going to bring kids with him.
Mm-hmm.
Does he bring Noah with him? I wouldn't want Noah with me anyways. Because, you know, he took it from Ohio State and everything. And yeah.
We're good.
Yeah, I'm good, dog. I'm good with that. But, yeah, I mean, good for Virginia Tech to be serious about football, because – when that place is going, man, when that place is going, it's a hell of a school, man.
It really is. Fan base is serious.
Yes.
They can own the region. And again, it's a good time to be trying to claim the ACC.
Yep.
Because the ACC is up for grabs.
Every year.
Florida State is not what it was, and they probably won't be until they get a new coach.
They're not getting
awful.
A new coach.
Like, Clemson's awful. Yeah, they're not yet. Yeah. Eventually they will.
Yeah, I'm curious. Like,
Norvell's going to get fired eventually.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, is he safe now?
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm just curious.
I'm not sure. If they were going to do it, it seems like they would have done it.
Right.
But, I mean, would it be crazy to you if James Franklin had Virginia Tech in the ACC championship game next year?
No.
Not me.
Not at all.
Not me.
Because they're going to get players. He's going to get players.
I think you can win in that conference from get-go. If you get the right roster, and I think he'll be able to do that. The Lane Kiffin thing continues to be interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I know Ole Miss gave him the deadline of the Egg Bowl to decide. They have a bye week this week, so he's traveling to the different schools to talk to him.
Oh,
and then maybe he gives Ole Miss the final right of refusal or whatever it is. But I don't know, man. This has a way of going real sideways.
And the thing about it is, he has this track record. We talk about chaos and all that other stuff. He lives in it, man, because he creates a lot for himself.
Yeah.
I know I said, you know, growing up and all those, he's grown up and all those different things. Has he? Like, he's really being a little ass.
Yeah.
Little,
his team's winning more games. And just like anything in sports, we decide people are different when they win.
Yeah, but my thing is like this. If you're going to go.
Go.
You know?
Yeah, go on.
If you got to go out there and test the waters, which I ain't mad at you testing the waters, but just go.
Yeah, just go do it.
Just go do
and
it.
And if I'm Ole Miss, that's what I say.
Yes, exactly.
Like, if you're not going to sign this contract by the Mississippi State game, then you're going to be the head coach at LSU or Florida or whatever, and you go on and go.
Yeah.
Which is brutal, because this is the best team Ole Miss has had in 50 years.
Yeah, man. And so that's why when I talk about, you know, people, the hot guy, and the thing with it is him. And I got nothing against Lane, but this dude had the history of doing stuff like this, man. This dude is hated by were going to name the sewer company after him in Tennessee.
They were going to name the sewer company after him in Tennessee.
Yes, they fired him on a tarmac.
But if he leaves right now in Ole Miss, they're going to name more than the sewer company after him.
Yeah,
but they're going to the playoff.
Yes.
They're going to the college football playoff.
Yes.
And he's going to leave?
Well, players do it.
Sure.
Something we didn't think they would
do. Again, I don't want to hear anything about a player transferring ever again if Lane Kiffin leaves a playoff coaching job to go
and
to
he
another
might not.
Job.
I don't think he should leave.
He might not, but I feel like if he was going to stay, we'd know by now.
Already.
Because all these other guys have re-upped.
Or he's too big of a name to be searching for attention.
Yeah.
He's going to get the money wherever he goes. Hey, guys, this Saturday, noon to 2, join Ali Mack at Kia Mall of Georgia as she gets you ready for the big game on Sunday. An ultimate tailgate kit will be given out. That's a 50-inch 4K smart TV with the rolling stand. There'll be other chance to win tickets and everything like that. That's this Saturday, noon to 2, at Kia Mall of Georgia with Ali Mack.
All right, we'll come back. Mike Conte will join us. We'll obviously talk about some of that college football coaching carousel stuff with him. Hawks are back at it tonight as well. Pretty fun game against the Detroit Pistons. Pistons are good, man. They're 12-2. So a fun one tonight for the Hawks. And we'll get his thoughts on what all's going on with the Falcons as well. Sports Radio 92.9.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy. First hour brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course. Atlanta Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. 20 minutes away from an NFL no huddle as the final game of the week last night. Cowboys beat the Raiders, so Week 11 is in the books. We'll get into all of the news around the NFL. College Football Corner coming up at 12:20 as well, as the playoff rankings will come out again tonight, and the college football coaching carousel has landed one spot. James Franklin is going to be the head coach of the Virginia Tech Hokies, which brings us to Mike Conte. Mike Conte joins us every single week at this time, and I would imagine you have a thought or two on that hire from yesterday.
Yeah, Virginia Tech better start hiring a lot of camera people and social media and you know, people who are going to document Coach Hot Sauce's every move, because that's what he does. You know, it kind of creates that cult of personality up there. Now, I think it's a good hire for Virginia Tech.
I do too.
James Franklin's got a really well-established recruiting network in that DMV area, that D.C., Maryland, Virginia. Virginia Tech is a place that I think we have seen, at least from the Michael Vick era, they can be nationally relevant. I don't know if they can win a national championship, but they can certainly be nationally relevant. And, you know, it's funny, guys. James Franklin, I think, had the third worst all-time record for a coach against AP top 10 teams with a minimum of a certain number of games. And one of the two coaches who was actually worse than him was Frank Beamer.
Mm-hmm.
So Virginia Tech, like, this is ordinary.
Welcome home.
You know?
Welcome home.
But it's still one of those things that we talk about always, the times have changed. Like, unless you're Kirby or somebody like that, like, nobody coaches as long as Coach Beamer coached at Virginia Tech, because he was there forever, you know, and so that's just never going to happen again.
Most coaches have bad records in his top 10 teams.
Yeah, I mean, they just, you know, but I think that when you look at this hire, and we were just talking before we got you on, but the ACC is different. Like, I think in the SEC, you'll always know who the top tier teams are going to be every year. In the ACC, that's not the case for me. So I think he can hit the ground running.
I think he can, too. I also, though, think the ACC is tricky in that regard because, you know, you don't count on Pitt being relevant, and suddenly now they're really good, or Louisville, or, you know, you're right. It's not like Florida State and Clemson just dominate that conference and everyone's playing.
They still
for third.
Went out.
Well, I mean, they're playing, but I mean, this year this is Georgia Tech's league this year.
Right.
Okay, that's a one in every maybe 10 or 15 years type thing. So I think there's probably more parity in the ACC. I don't think the ACC is nearly as top heavy as the SEC. Bottom line, James Franklin's going to do well there. And credit to Virginia Tech. They got the first hire.
Yep.
You know, Penn State's still twiddling their thumbs right now. And, you know, some of the things I'm hearing up there is that they're getting turned down by a lot of people.
Interesting. I was going to ask you about that just because, it is the first job that's been filled. It's one of the biggest names. I mean, I know. Seems like Virginia Tech was like, and James Franklin was like, we'll just let the SEC do what they're going to do with Lane Kiffin, and we'll go here and take this job. But Penn State's gotten a few people raises, like Cignetti.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they got Cignetti a raise. They got opening. Matt Rhule a raise. The report from Bruce Feldman in The Athletic over the weekend was that Penn State is now zeroing in on either Pat Fitzgerald
I kind of do love
it. Love
that.
Pat Fitzgerald is an excellent coach and got cleared of a very serious accusation at Northwestern that he was not a part of.
Right.
So I believe strongly that he should be able to coach again. If you're firing James Franklin because he can't beat top 10 teams,
I agree with you.
Why are you hiring Pat Fitzgerald? Right. He's got the same problem.
Who is that? Well, who is that guy then? Like, that's what I'm saying. Like,
they don't exist. The guy is Urban Meyer.
Right. Okay.
And supposedly there was a discussion, and he said no. You know, they're talking now to Oregon's defensive coordinator, I think Bruce Feldman reported. Like, what are we doing?
Okay,
why do you fire James Franklin for that?
Right.
If that is the plan. Now,
you needed to have a plan.
Yes. Yeah. And it sounds like there was more to it than just performance on the field with Franklin. It's being widely talked about at Penn State that, or among, you know, the people who cover Penn State, that James Franklin went to the athletic director. He wanted an extension in the offseason. The AD said no.
Did he just get one?
He did, yes.
He did. Well, he wanted another one, reportedly.
Right,
I mean, this isn't my independent confirmation.
You know, there's no rule that says you can't get another one.
But there's a report that he wanted an extension. The AD said no, so then he went over the AD's head to the university president.
Ooh.
I mean, if if you guys come to me and want something and I say no and then you run over my head, I'm going to have trouble trusting you.
I agree with that.
However, you guys are also massively winning right now, so I need to evaluate, okay, is my wounded pride more important than actually winning? So I do like Pat Fitzgerald as a person. I think he's a good coach. I think he'd be a great defensive coordinator at Penn State. I'm not – if it's gone this far down the list –
you might as well keep
it's
going.
It's not going to knock your socks off.
Well, and you're one James Madison coach too late. I mean, this Chesney guy is doing a great job, right. But no – Cignetti would have been the guy, although I don't want Cignetti either. So it's a mess. It is a mess.
No, I know where you are. I know where you're at. It's college football fanhood. You know?
Yeah. I care too much about it,
that's
I guess.
Fine.
I don't know.
We all do.
You know? Now I'm just trying to get to the Pop-Tarts Bowl. I mean, this game on Saturday against Nebraska is probably going to determine if Penn State goes to a bowl game or not.
Penn State got 6 wins?
They have 4 wins right now. They're 4-6.
Almost a bunch of games in a row, man.
But yeah. One of the losses were on the last play of the game.
It's true.
So,
the only one that wasn't was the UCLA game? Okay.
Ohio State.
UCLA ended up being a final play game?
I was for all of it. It was awful.
All right, let's talk about something more fun.
Yes.
The Hawks are very good. I don't want to say very good, but they're playing really well, and obviously that's without Trey. Porzingis has missed quite a bit of time. Mm-hmm. They've got the Pistons tonight, who are also quite good. This is a fun early, like a November. I know not everybody's dialed into the NBA in November yet, but if you want to get started, tonight's a good one to watch.
Yeah, no question about it. Star players for both teams out. Sounds like Cade Cunningham's out for Detroit. But that didn't matter for them last night. They beat Indiana. Indiana, however, is dreadful right now. But you have Detroit on the second half of a back-to-back. It's a weird kind of schedule spot for the Hawks because they just had the long road trip. They're back for this game only, and then they're back on the road again. They got to play San Antonio. Big break, by the way. You don't have to see Wemby now.
Yes.
So you don't see Cade Cunningham tonight.
I mean, it's
tonight.
Nice to not playing, but that sucks for them.
It does, but for the Hawks, no Cunningham tonight, no Wemby on Thursday. Now, San Antonio, I think, is still very dangerous with Castle and Vassell and all that. And then you play New Orleans on Saturday. So you've won 5 in a row. You're starting to look at this now. This could really turn into something. And like we've talked about in the NBA, you play 500 ball with 1 or 2 long winning streaks, you're going to be top 6.
Yep.
To me, look, the Hawks, the assist numbers over the last couple games have been fantastic. I think they had 36 assists on 46 field goals or something like that in Phoenix on Sunday. That was a ridiculous comeback. Down by 22 with under 10 minutes to go to come back and win that game. And what's really neat about all of this, I mean, you mentioned no Trey, no Porzingis. You have role players really stepping up right now. Like Vete Krejci has stepped up and made some really, really clutch three-pointers. Luke Kennard, after a very slow start, really seems to be getting going now, getting comfortable. I think Quinn Snyder deserves a ton of credit, guys. A ton of credit. And his biggest coaching challenge, I think, is still to come because in another probably 2 weeks, Trey's coming back.
Right.
Now, how do you make this work with Trey in it? It should work even better, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, Trey's your best scorer, but I think it's going to be a little bit of a tricky coaching situation now for Quinn Snyder. For example, Nikhil Alexander Walker has been very good in the starting lineup over the last week or two. How do you manage his minutes and still allow him to contribute while kind of still yielding that starting spot back to Trey? If Porzingis is able to get back and get playing, how do you manage Okongwu now?
He's been awesome.
He's been incredible. Yeah. You know, Jalen Johnson was Eastern Conference Player of the Week as well. He should have been. Okongwu's numbers were right there with him, right there. So you have role players really stepping up now and contributing, and that's where you can have a really good season. When your all-stars are playing at that level, and you get career years out of your role players, you could have something very special. It's still early, and that's really important to keep in mind. We're not even 20 games into the season yet. We have not even played a quarter of the season. But to sweep a 4-game West Coast trip, and yeah, you played Sacramento and Utah, and the Clippers are scuffling right now, but that's something they haven't done since 1968 when they were in the Western Conference. So it's a remarkable achievement, and should be a great game tonight. Mm-hmm. NBC looks foolish for dumping that game in favor of Spurs-Grizzlies.
Ooh.
Ha!
Yeah. One of the stars are playing.
With no Wemby and no John.
Take that, Costas.
Well, Costas doesn't work for NBC anymore.
He used to
many, many moons ago.
What do you think next move for this the Hawks? I mean, not the Hawks, but the Falcons.
I don't know. I tweeted on Sunday, you're at the point now where it can't go unaddressed anymore.
Yeah.
I didn't necessarily mean make a firing or a change or anything like that, but someone's just got to come out now, whether it's the owner or the coach or the GM, someone's got to say this is unacceptable. That's all. Someone say something. And yeah, they've been in a lot of close games and a couple bounces here or there, whatever. But I don't know. It's very frustrating that it's spiraled to this point. The injuries, you can't really control that. I mean, it's a really tough deal with Penix, and that's a football accident. There's nothing you can do to control that. But I just want to hear someone say, no, this is unacceptable. And I don't know why that hasn't happened yet. So I don't know what you changed, but I'd at least like to hear that. Real opportunity now for Cousins. You know, this is his audition, because even with this Penix injury situation, it just doesn't make sense to carry that kind of money
right
beyond this year. So this is his chance now in his audition. And I feel a little bit bad for him that he'll be going in now on the road to New Orleans on Sunday. It sounds like possibly, if not probably, without Drake London and with all the other injuries going on right now. Really tough spot. It's really unfortunate. We were all more optimistic than this. And, God's just taking one game at a time at this point, and hope that you can get a win in New Orleans and then a win over the Jets, maybe get some momentum going into December, because I might be foolish. I still believe they could win out and make the playoffs. I think 10-7 is going to get you in. I know, the wild card line right now, I think, is on that 4 or 5 loss point. But, just take it one game at a time and get moving. But I would like to hear some kind of acknowledgement that, we're not happy with this. This is unacceptable.
I mean, Raheem called himself a kind of a loser on Sunday. That was pretty. That was a tough one. I just feel like
I don't know if he really meant that though, or if he was just saying it to.
Well, I just feel like the comment of like if someone bigger is going to say unacceptable, that's what you say at a press conference to fire. Like,
I guess that's a good point. And I it's not my place to say anyone should be fired, especially when I'm not in the room with that person unable to say it to their face. So I'm not going to go there. Right. Other people on this radio station who are up there and see these people face to face have more license to do it than I.
Right.
So I just don't feel it's my place to do that. But I don't know. Something has to be done organizationally to just concede that, hey, we are not happy with this situation. This is not the standard that we hold ourselves to. How you do that, that's a really good point. I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know either. We appreciate it, Mike.
Appreciate it, Mike.
As always. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to an NFL no huddle to kick off the noon hour. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.